Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Beitza Daf Yud Ches. I'm dictating this Motzei Shabbos Shuvah. So I first want to start off, again, wishing everybody a Gemara Chasima Tova, a good Geben Shdor, and everybody should have an easy and meaningful fast in Yitzhak Hashem this coming Thursday, Yom Kippur. I also am dictating this on the night of September 11th, 9/11. Now, we normally don't make a big deal out of the secular dates, but here I think even though the quote yard site of 9/11 is Chaf Gimel Elul, I think it's appropriate for us to mention and recognize all the people that were killed by terrorists 20 years ago on September 11th. Hashem Yimkom Domam, they were killed out of pure terrorism for people that don't like Eretz Yisrael. That's the bottom line. And as well for us to give Hakar Satov to all the first responders, especially those that gave up their lives, those that got sick, Nebuch gave up their lives not right away, and certainly as Hakar Satov to all the people that are trying to do the right thing. And Hashem should bless them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless all of us and give us a good Geben Shdor. So we already started to do the Gemara yesterday after the Mishnah, but I thought it's good to go back to the bottom of Yitzayim Rebbeis, just do the last two lines again, do the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said, the Kuliyam Amiyas Kli B'Shabbos Lo, that both B'Shama and B'Shil said that you're not allowed to be Matvil, you can't go and be Toivil or Kli on Shabbos or Yontif. And the Gemara says, my time, why is this not allowed? So Rabba gives us the first of four reasons. We went through this yesterday. So Rabba tells us, it's a Gzeira. We turn to Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Very famous Gzeira of Rabba. Shema Yitlenu B'yodo V'yavirenu Arba Amos Dalan Amos B'shus Rabba. Because a person may come to carry the Kli from the place where he is, as Rashi says, Mimukomo Ad HaMikva. And he's going to carry it Dalan Amos B'shus Rabba. Now, Tosfos asked the obvious question, why didn't we say he's carrying it from Rishus HaYochin to Rishus HaRabim? It's also Nisa Deraisa. Carrying it Dalet Amos and Rishus HaRabim is a din deraisa of carrying on Shabbos, but likewise carrying from Rishus HaYochin to Rishus HaRabim is also a din of carrying on Shabbos, which would be a din deraisa. So why did Rabba specifically say that you may come to carry it Dalet Amos and Rishus HaRabim? That's the famous Gezerah that Rabba made. So the top Tosfos says, Yishlomar sheyesh hakeira bepesach ubegufufei achotzer, because it's less likely the person will forget that it's Shabbos when he's leaving his house. He says, oh, wow, I'm leaving my house. I'm leaving the opening. I'm going through the doorways. And he'll realize more likely that it's Shabbos and he can't carry going from his house to the Rishus HaRabim. As opposed to walking in the Rishus HaRabim, there's no heker. There's nothing that will remind you. That's the first thing the Tosfos says. Second Tosfos says, why don't we say that this is a gzera l'gzera? You're not allowed to do this on Yontif because you may come to carry on Shabbos. On Yontif, you're allowed to carry. So Tosfos says it's not a gzera l'gzera because Yontif and Shabbos is achasi. It's considered one gzera over here. Okay, this is the famous statement that Rabba made, Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'shus HaRabim. That's why you can't be tov something. That's the first of four terutzim. But first, before we go on to the other three terutzim, we're going to question this teretz of Rabba with the following statement from Abayi. Omo Abayi. How can you tell us that it's a concern that you may come to carry, and therefore we don't let you be tovel? So Abayi says, what about yesh labar b'chatzero? If you have a cistern that you can go and be tovel in right in your backyard. So Michael Meimer, you're not going into the Rishus HaRabim, so why wouldn't you be allowed to be tovel over there? So the Gemara says, Rabba would respond, Amalei gzeira bor b'chatzero otu bor b'rishus HaRabim. We make a gzeira that if we allowed you to go and carry in the bor in the rishus of your chotzer, you may come again and go carry Dalet Amos b'rishus HaRabim. And therefore, because of this concern, so we say across the board, low plug, no toveling allowed. The Gemara says, Hotenach Shabbos, that's great if you're dealing with Shabbos. But Yontif, Michael Meimer, there's no problem with carrying on Yontif. So why can't you do this on Yontif? So Gemara says, again, Gazru Yontif Otu Shabbos. It's one Gezerah, as Tosu said, it's not a Gezerah L'Gezerah. And therefore, the rabbi said, Lo Pluk, you're not allowed to go and carry over here, even when technically you could carry on Yontif, but since you could come to carry on Shabbos, so therefore the rabbi said, Gezerah, don't be Tovel because you may come to carry. Questions this and says, well, me guys, you know, do we really make such a gzeira that we're concerned over here that you may come to carry in some way on Shabbos, and therefore all of these other scenarios, when there is no problem with carrying, we say, low plug, you're not allowed to carry there either. And I'll show you that this is not true. The Gemara says, we don't make such a gzeira. What's not? The Shavin, we see in our Mishnah that it says, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree, Shemashikin Esamayim B'chli Evin L'taran. We see that our Mishnah allowed us to go and do Hashoka. If you had Mayim that was Tameh, you can put it into a Kli Evin. A Kli Evin, we said again, is a Kli that it's not Makabel Tumah, and therefore there's no concern over here that you're going to be trying to Tovel this Kli, because it can't become Tameh. But you have Tameh water in there, and the water when it comes connected to the mikvah, we have something called zriya. It, so to say, is planted in the mikvah, and you're mashikin it. You do this hashaka, connecting the water in your kli evin into the water in the mikvah, so the water in your kli evin that was tummy now becomes tar. This is a process known as zriya. It's not tefillah, it's known as zriya, or hashaka. So everybody agreed, v'shavish mashikin esamayim b'kli evin l'tarwin. You're allowed to do this. But wait a second, if what you're saying, Rabba, is correct, that we make the gzeira, one gzeira for another gzeira, we say, we don't let you carry it on Yontif, even though that's allowed, because you may come as a result to carry it on Shabbos, so we don't let you carry it in the Chotzer on Shabbos, but you're allowed to carry it, because you may come to carry it, Dalet Amos B'Shusha Rabim. So if you're telling us that we make this gzeira over here as a low plug, so how come over here in our Mishnah, we didn't make it as a low plug? We said, you're allowed to go and be tovelet, i.e. hashaka, in a Kli Evin. Avolo matpila, but you're not allowed to go and tovel it in a kli eitz that is tame, because we're concerned that you're going to then be tovel the kli eitz even when you don't do the hashaka. But if what you're saying is true, that we make this gezeira yom tivatu Shabbos, so then v'meisa, if you say that we make such a additional gezeira, so nigs or hashaka or tuat bala, so we shouldn't let you do the hashaka, because if we let you do the hashaka, you may come to do the tefillah of the kli eitz. So if Rabba, you're saying that we make such a typical type of low plug is there across the board, we should have made it in our Mishnah too. This will be the first of, I think, four or five questions like this that we're going to ask on Rabba, and everyone will be disproven. Shema says, really? Rabba answers, Vatizbra, you think that that's correct? If the person had good water, would he be going to the trouble of doing hashaka? Hani lomoli lamevad luhu hashaka. If this person had good tar water available, he wouldn't waste his time doing hashaka. Obviously, therefore, the Leslie, he doesn't have any tar water, and therefore, if he doesn't have any tar water, he's going to be extremely careful not to have this water come into contact with the kli that's tummy, because once the water becomes tar, it'll become tummy again. But even the Leslie, since he doesn't have any tar mayim, so mizhar zaribu, he's going to be extremely careful. As Rashi explains, last of the thin lines at the top, Rashi's, shelo yitamo, he's going to be so careful to make sure that this water doesn't become tame once he becomes tar through Hashaka. V'kivin the Zarbu, since he's very, very careful about this, havilu tumason milsa delo shchicha. Therefore, for it to become tame would be something that would be very, very unlikely. And we have a rule, the rabbis are not gozu, v'lo gozu ba'ad rabbanan. The rabbis don't make a gzeira in a situation that's unlikely to occur. And therefore, if we were to allow the person to do hashaka with mayim and a kli evin, it's never going to lead that he's going to go and be tovel a kli eitz. Therefore, it's a davar shelo shliach, and the rabbis were not gozer. Milsa delo shlicha lo gozru bo rabbanan. So that's the first trying to disprove Rabba. Try again. Rabbi's going to keep on trying. Not going to be successful. Esve, he brings another ayah. It says in the following brayso, madlin bidli tome. You're allowed to go, Rashi explains, take a bucket that's used like to fill up water from the well, and you're allowed to go and take this tame bucket. It's a wooden bucket, and you're allowed to go and fill up water from the well with this tame bucket. Now, when you put this tame bucket into the well, it's going to become tar. This well is a kosher mikvah, and madlin bidli tame. You can go and put in this bucket into the well, and now the water that will come out will become tar because the bucket is no longer tame. Who tar? Everything is tar. So the bucket now becomes tar, and the water that comes out is coming out in the tar bucket, so the water is tar. Now, if you're telling me that we make such gezeiras, so then the isa that you're telling me that we make a low plug across the board, so why don't we say that over here too? We should make a gezeira, nigzar, duma osa liat bule beine. You may come to just not draw up water from this well, you may just immerse this bucket, which is tame, in the well. How come we don't make such a gezeira? We don't let you go and fill up water from the well with this tame bucket, because you may come to just go and put the tame bucket in the well and be tovel it, which you're not allowed to do. So Rabba again says, no problem. Shiny Hossam, that case is different. Why is that case different? The only reason why we let you go and tovel that bucket is because that's the bucket that you use to draw up water from the well. So therefore, as Rashi points out, nobody really knows that that bucket is tamei. Ain't I call yodim shadli tamei? And therefore, v'haroa omer lishov mayim alalu hayatzarach. They'll see you filling it up with water, and because you're filling it up with water, they'll assume, well, that's what he's doing. He's just filling up water from the well. They're not going to have a havamin at the thing. Oh, he's going and being toveling that bucket. You must be allowed to be tovel a bucket on Yontif for Shabbos. And therefore, it's not going to lead to any secondary concerns. And therefore, over here, zacharhu, the Gemara says, he'll remember, that this is only allowed when you're bringing up water in the bucket, and it's not going to lead to people being tovel again. Abaye keeps on trying. Another brisa that seems to go against what Rabbi just said. The brisa says, "Klishinit on the air of Yontif." If you have a keli, it was tamei prior to the start of Yontif. So what's the din? Ein matbilin also be Yontif. You should have been tovelit on erev Yontif. You're not like to be tovelit on Yontif. However, if it only became tamei on Yontif, be Yontif. If the kli only became tamei on Yontif, matbilin also be Yontif. You are allowed to be tovelit on Yontif. You need it for Yontif usage, and therefore you're allowed to. Now, if you're telling me you make such a low plug gizera across the board, v'misa, then Rabbah, you should say, nigzar the Yontif, atu the erev Yontif. You shouldn't be allowed to use tovel this keli on Yontif, because if you allow to be tovel a keli that became tamei on Yontif, you're going to forget, and you're going to be tovel a keli that was tamei from erev Yontif, and you're not allowed to do that. So again, we don't seem to be saying across the board low plug. So Rabbah once again tells him, no, Tumah b'yantif is a milsa d'lo shlichi. For something to become tamei on Yontif is very unusual, because everybody comes tar for Yontif. We brought down yesterday or previous day in the Gemara saying that people would be tovel before Yontif, and everybody would make sure that they were tar on Yontif, they would eat korbanos, they would have all sorts of kachim or other taharos on Yontif, because everybody was going up to Beis HaMikdash, Aliyas Regel, and being involved in korbanos and Dvarim Shebikdusha, and therefore it's very unlikely that something will come tamei on Yontif. So therefore, again, it's a milsa d'lo shlichi, and we have the rule, a milsa d'lo shlichi lo gazu bar rabbanon. That's what we pointed out before, and that's what we point out over here as well. So therefore, there's no reason to make a low plug across the board. Third time, Abaye tried to schlug up Rabbah, and he wasn't successful. He doesn't give up. Abaye tries again, the fourth time. Eisvei, he says, what about the following brisa? Kli shenitmo bi'avatuma. If you have a keli that became tummy by coming into contact with an avatuma, it came into contact, for example, with something that was tumas meis. So now it is going to become tummy on a daraisa level. So ein matbilin also be yontif. You're not allowed to go be tovil this on yontif. Rashi points out we're dealing over here with the kli that became tummy with the savatuma may erev yontif, as we'll see in a second. Now, kli shenit mo biavatuma on erev yontif ain matbilin so biyontif. You're not allowed to go be tovelit on yontif. Rashi explains that even the tummy min haTorah, this is real tummy min haDaraisa, that this kli accepted tumma from an avatuma. So therefore, havale kimisaki. Now, if you go and make it no longer tummy, it's as if you're misaking, and you're not allowed to be misaking a kli on yontif. Now, that's the brisa, but Bivlada Tumma, if it only became Tummy on a Dirabana level, in other words, a Rishon made it Tummy, so on a Daraisa level, it's not Tummy. On a Dirabana level, it could become Tummy. So then, Matbilin also be Yontif. Then you would be allowed to go and be Tovil on Yontif. Again, Abaye says to Rabbah, if you're making this low plug Gizera across the board, via Misa, so then Nigzar Ha Atu Ha. Then we shouldn't allow you to go and be Tovil the Tumma Dirabanan, the thing that became Tomei with a Vlada Tumma, because then you may forget and go and be Tovel, the item that became Tomei on a Daraisa level from an Ava Tumma. But you see that we don't make such a distinction, therefore Abaye tells Rabbah, you're wrong, we don't make this low plug is there across the board. And again, Rabbah tells him that's not correct, because Vlada Tumma, Hechem Ishkachisla, how would something ever become Tomei with a Vlada Tumma? It's only something that would make it into a Sheni. And a Sheni, even if you put items into it, the items that would come into contact with it would be a shlishi. Now, shlishi by chulin is not something that is of a concern. There is no shlishi by chulin. So who would this be concerned for? If you had this kli that was a sheni, that you're afraid, you put something inside of it, it's going to become a shlishi that becomes tamei. This would only be for truma or for kachim. So it's only for gabi kohanim that this would be a concern. And we have a rule, kohanim is drizenheim, and therefore they're going to be very careful, and therefore we don't have to make this a gezerah low plug across the board. So this is another exception to the rule, but the basic rule is that yes, we do make a gezerah over here, that you may come to Shemo Yitlenu Yodov Yavirenu Arba Amos Rishus Arabim, and we'd make that even when it doesn't apply, even on Yontif or even in a Chatzer. So Rabbah again has defended himself for the fourth time. And the fifth and final time, Abaye says, what about this price? Toshma. The Amar Rav Chiya Barash Yom Rav. Rav Chiya Barash Senim Rav. Nida She'ein Lo Begodim. If a woman is a Nida, and all her clothing that she has also became Tomei by her touching it, so she now is Ice Nida, so she wants to go into the mikvah and to be Tovelis herself. So that's allowed. Not a problem. But she has no clothing to wear. All her clothing is Tabe. If she go put on the Tomei clothing, she'll become Tomei again. So therefore, what can she do in this situation on Yontif? My remes, she can make a trick over here. The Tovelis, Bidigodel. She can go be Tovel with her clothing. So now, she's Tovel herself and her clothing. I You normally don't be tovah with anything that's a chatzitza around you, but that is technically not a chatzitza if it's loose-fitting clothing and the water can get inside. So therefore, since there's no chatzitza problem, my remesh, she can go and do a trick over here, the toveles b'mevodel, and she could be toveles with her clothing on. So she's being toveles herself, that's allowed. And by the way, the clothing is coming along with it. Rabba, if you're correct, Abayi says, v'mihisa, that we make a low plug gezer across the board, so we shouldn't allow her to do this, because nigzor dilma osi lefbuli benayu. If you allow her to go with her clothing, next time she's just going to be toveles clothing, which you're not allowed to do. Kashiu on Rabba. So Rabba answers again, shiny hossam. This case is also different. Mitoshalo huchalo ella aideh malbush. The only way she's allowed to do this is only if she's wearing it. So therefore, that's going to be a hecker. And zechurahi, she will realize and remember, oh, I'm not allowed to go be tovel anything else, because I'm only allowed to be told this while I'm wearing it, and it won't lead to a takola. And therefore, again, in this fifth and final challenge from Abaye, Rabba says this case is different. But in our case, we do make a gzera low plug across the board, shemi yavirin adalaz amas v'shusarabim, and that's why you're not allowed to be tovel kalim, even though that may not apply if it's bar b'chatzera or if it's yontif. Nevertheless, we make this gzera bar b'chatzera otu bar b'shusarabim, or we say gzera yontif otu shabbos. That is teretz number one to our Mishnah. Why does everybody agree that you're not allowed to be tovel kalim on Shabbos or yontif? Teretz number one. Murray says teretz number two. That's Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Amar, the reason why is Gzeira Mishum Schita. If we allow you to go and be Tovel Kalim, you're going to end up squeezing some of them out. Kalim doesn't only mean hard utensils, it can mean clothing. And you're going to go and squeeze it out if it's wet. And Schita is an Issa Daraisa. And therefore, Shema Yisro, we're concerned that you're going to go and do Schita. So Gemara says, Abaye asked Rav Yosef the same questions. Abaye was a Talmud of both Rabba and Rav Yosef. So he asked Rav Yosef essentially all the same questions that he did. He starts off by saying, but it doesn't apply in all cases. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says to his Rebbe Rav Yosef, that works out great. I understand. Tenach Kalim de Bnei Schita Ninu. For Kalim that could be wrung out, could be squeezed out. So I understand why you don't let you be tovel such Kalim. However, if you have hard Kalim, Kalim de la Bnei Schita Ninu, you want to be tovel a fork. You can't squeeze out a fork from the water. Michael and Amar, why would you not be allowed to go and be tovel a fork? So Rav Yosef says, Amalei, Gezerah, Hani, Otu, Hani. The same type of teretz that Rabbi said. It's a low plug across the board, Gezerah. Since you may come to do Shechita on the utensils that you can do Shechita on, so we don't let you do any type of tefillah, even if the keli can't have Shechita done to it. This sets us up. Abaye now challenges Rav Yosef with the same five brises that he challenged Rabbi with. So Gemara says, Abaye challenged Rav Yosef the same thing, and he got the same teirutzim. Eisvei kol hani tiyufta. Abaye asked all five of those brises that we just went through in today's shiur. We're not going to go through them again. The Gemara does this in very shorthand. The Gemara says he asked them all these five brises that Abaye had asked Rabbah. He now asked Rav Yosef, v'shari leike d'shirin. And Rav Yosef answered him back the exact same way. So therefore, we're not going to go through that again. But the bottom line is, both Rabbah and Rav Yosef answered up Abaye's question, how can we make a gzeira hani or tuhani? Yes, we do it in our case in the Mishnah for tvilas kalim, either because of Shema Yavirin and Dalavas, which was a rabbim, or because of Shema Yitzchok, Rabba, and Rav Yosef, respectively. And none of these other cases proves that rule. Teretz number two on our Mishnah. Teretz number three, Rabbi Biomar, Gezeira Shema Yasha. Here we're concerned that if we don't tovel something Erev Yontif and we leave it for Yontif, you know what's going to happen? People are going to go and not be tovel on Erev Yontif. They're going to say, listen, I'm very busy Erev Yontif. Oh, Yontif, I got plenty of time. I can't go to work. I can't pick up my phone. I can't do other things. So I'll leave work for Yontif. And that's not the right way to honor Yontif. So therefore, Rabbi says, we made a gzera that we don't let you go tovel on Yontif because you're going to leave stuff for Yontif. So Shema Yasha, you may end up leaving all your work for Yontif. As Rashi says, Isharis Leilat Vilinu B'Yontif, if it was allowed to be tovel Caleb on Yontif, people are going to say, I don't have time, Erev Yontif, to go to the mikvah, but in Yontif, I got plenty of time. Mashilu ad Yontif. Shupani, when I have free time. But osi b'hu b'soch kachli de'takola l'shtamish ben chuma. And what's going to happen, you're going to leave these tummy dicka kalim around, and therefore, people are going to forget that they didn't yet tovel them, and they're going to end up putting chuma inside this tummy kalim, and you're going to have a problem. So therefore, Rabbi says, Shema Yasha, we don't let you keep Kalim around that were requiring tefillah before Yontif. And Tanya Kavasi the Rabibi. We have a brisa that says exactly like Rabibi. The brisa says, Klishinit Mameyar of Yontif, if you have a utensil that was tame before Yontif started, so then Ein Mapilim also be Yontif, Gezeiro Shema Yasha. The brisa says exactly the reason of Rabibi. Because if we allow it to be tavelut on Yontif, you're going to leave it for Yontif, and that's going to lead to a takala. Teretz number three. Finally, the fourth teretz, Rav Amar, Mipnei Shenira, Ki Mesakin Kli. If we let you be tavel things on Yontif, it looks like you're being Mesakin one, like you're fixing stuff. Where it says, so if that's the case, Yahachi Adam Nami, how can we let a person be tavel? Beis Hillel said that a person can be tavel on Yontif. And Beis Hillel just said that a Kli can't be tavel. But if the reason for not being tavel the Kli is because you're being Mesakin one, so then when you're tavel, you're also being Mesakin yourself. So the Gemara answers, Adam Nira Kimeka, because if a person goes into a mikvah, it's not so clear that he's going into the mikvah. Again, it's not a formal mikvah necessarily. It could be just a body of water, a river, or just a cistern of some sort. And if the person goes into this mikvah, it could be that he's going in to cool himself off. This was before there was any gezerah about washing yourself on Shabbos or Yontif. So Adam Nira Kimeka, it looks like the person's just going to cool up. It's a hot summer day, and he got the schwitz, so he went inside. He's also being tovel, but doesn't appear to anybody that he's being tovel. It doesn't look like he's being misakin mona, and therefore it's allowed. Okay, the word says that's great. That's he goes into nice clean water. But mayim royim, if he goes into filthy water, let's say flax water, and it's foul smelling and filthy, nobody would go in there to cool themselves off, presumptively. So Michael Mema, if he goes into such water, it's obvious that he's going in it for a mikvah, and therefore, how come we allow a person to do that? It looks like he's clearly going to be Mesakin Mone himself, and that shouldn't be allowed. So it gives an interesting teretz. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no, a person sometimes is so schwitzed and so filthy, sometimes a person is going to come b'shrav, we turn to Yurches Omud Beis, a person is going to come in the hot, hot summer weather. Shrav is like chom, it's a chamsin, and he's going to go and dunk himself in the water. He's so schwitzed, it's so hot, he'll even go into a pool of Nemishra, Shoshorin Apishtabhan, a flax pool, which is foul smelling and horrible, but he's so schwitzed, it's so hot, he'll even use such a pool. So if the person sees him going into this Nemishra, he'll assume he was very, very hot, and not that he went in there to be tovel himself. Shmuel says, okay, great, Tenach Bimos Echama. That works out great in the summer once when a person gets very, very schwitz. However, Bimos Echama, in the cooler winter times, Michael and Amar, nobody goes into this foul-smelling pool to cool themselves off because it ain't so hot. So therefore, it must be that he's going in there to be tovel himself. So how can we allow this? So Amar Nachman Yitzchak, he's another teretz. Sometimes a person, even in the cooler winter months, comes back from the field after walking through the mud. Again, in Israel, it's the rainy season, so it got muddy, and he got all dirty, and there was tzoa, meluchlach betid, ubitzoa, all sorts of excrement and dirt, and therefore, v'roches afilu b'mos ha'geshamim, and he'll go even into these foul-smelling pits to get the dirt off him. He's so schmutzed, so he'll even go into a foul-smelling pit, even in the winter months. So lav dafka, if somebody sees him, does it look like he's being toivel himself in the mikvah? Gemara is still not happy. Gemara says, Tenach b'Shabbos, that's great on Shabbos. When we could understand that a person could go to get rid of the dirt. But B'yom HaKippur and Ma'ik LeMeimar, Yom Kippur, you're not supposed to wash yourself. And therefore, you're not allowed to go into these areas unless it's really something that is absolutely essential to get the dirt off. And here we're not talking about this meluchlach b'tir v'tzoa. It's so terrible that he can't daven or can't do something like that. Then you would be allowed to wipe it off. But here we're talking about just to go in there on a day when you're not allowed to have ruchitza. So if it's on Yom Kippur, people see you going in there. They'll know that you're only going there for tefillas yourself or in a mikvah. So therefore, be Yom Kippur, ma'ik l'meimar. So Amar Rava, Rava tells us, very interesting. He says, "Mi ikon midi de b'Shabbos shori." Is there any such thing that's allowed to be done on Shabbos? We just said you're allowed to go into this mikvah on Shabbos because if you're meluchlach b'tir b'tzoa or it's so hot, you're allowed to go in there. This was before the gezerah not to bathe on Shabbos in any way. So Amar Rabbi says, if this is permissible on Shabbos, how could it possibly be Yom Kippur also? Could it be possible that it's mutter on Shabbos and also on Yom Kippur? Shabbos is stricter than Yom Kippur. So therefore, the Gemara says, obviously not. Ela hoel b'Shabbos shari, b'yom ha'kippurim nami shari. So we have an interesting rule. Rava says, hoel, since it's permissible on Shabbos, it also must be permissible on Yom Kippur, even though the reasoning is not there. More questions is, umi isle l'Rava hoel? Really? Is this principle that Rava is just telling us, if something is mutter on Shabbos, it must be mutter on Yom Kippur? Is that really true? Again, we're not talking about things that are specific for Yom Kippur, like Rechitza or Nilas HaSandal, things like that. Those are specific Yom Kippur Averis. Here we're talking about something that's general. It's permissible on Shabbos in general, so therefore it should be permissible on Yom Kippur in general, and therefore that's the whole that Rava says. And the Gemara questions that, is that really true? Does he say anytime something is permissible on Shabbos, it automatically must be permissible on Yom Tov and on Yom Kippur? I'll show you that that's not true. We have a Mishnah in Shabbos, but not, it says over there, Hachoshesh Mishina, but somebody has a toothache. His teeth are bothering him. So the treatment for that was normally to go and put vinegar on it, put chometz on it. So he's not allowed to, the Mishnah says, lo yigama bohen, he's not allowed to go and swallow esa chometz, to swallow vinegar, because that's doing refuah on Shabbos. And because of the rabbinical prohibition of gzeira, shema yishachich samamonim, that you may come to grind up herbs, which would be an issa deraisa. So the rabbi said, no medicinal therapy is allowed to be done on Shabbos for a regular person because of this gezeira, and therefore the Mishnah tells us lo yigama ben esa chometz, for this toothache you're not allowed to go and swallow chometz, you can't drink vinegar. However, abo metabel hu kidarka, you want to take a carrot and dip it into the vinegar, no, that you're allowed to do because that's the normal usage of vinegar. No, nisrapi, nisrapi, and if it happens to make you feel better, kizum day, no problem. So what do you see from this Mishnah? You're not allowed to be megameya, you're not allowed to swallow over here the chometz, you're not allowed to imbibe this chometz. Now, literally, it means not only to imbibe it, to swallow it, but even to put it into your mouth. So it says you can't put vinegar in your mouth, whether you're swallowing it or spitting it out. But, or mina na law, but we have a braisa that seems to go against this Mishnah. The braisa specifically states, lo yigameya upolate, avo megameya uvaleya. The braisa says, what you're not allowed to do is put the vinegar in your mouth and then spit it out, because that clearly looks like you're doing it for medicinal purposes. But, avo megameya uvaleya, but you would be allowed to go and drink the vinegar and swallow it, because people drink vinegar. And therefore, that is allowed, the braisa says. But the Mishnah seemed to say, you couldn't do that. Lo yigameya seems to imply both sipping it and spitting it out, or sipping it and swallowing it. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, no, you misunderstood. Our Mishnah in Shabbos that we just quoted, Hachoshish Bishina of Lo Yigameya Behenes HaChometz, is Kitnan Nami Masnisan Migameya Upoletznan. The Mishnah should be read as not swallowing it. The Mishnah, when it says you're not allowed to do this, Lo Yigameya, it meant Lo Migameya Upolet Esachometz. You're not allowed to go and put it in your mouth to treat the toothache and then spit it out. But if you were to swallow it, Het to Gomer. That's Abaye's opinion. We're not interested in that. We're interested in Rava, because this is a kasha on Rava. Rava was the one that said, Umi islay l'Rava ho'el. Rava was the one that said, if something is mutar on Shabbos, it must be mutar on Yom Kippur. So here, the kasha is on Rava. Rava first says, let's say what Rava says, Rava Amar, afilu tema megamea boleya. You could even read the Mishnah on Shabbos as saying, even if you go and swallow it, it's not allowed. When the Mishnah said, achoshish b'shin of lo yigamea ben esachometz, it wasn't only spitting it out. Rava says, even swallowing it, then you have a stira between the braisa that says Migameya Oboleya, and you're telling me the Mishnah says Migameya Oboleya is Osir. So lo kasha. Rava says there's no stira between the Mishnah and Shabbos and this braisa. Why? Kan kodem tibul. Tibul means the eating. They used to dip in the meal, so that was called the eating. So kan kodem tibul, kan liacha tibul. It depends. If you're talking about before the meal, kodem tibul, as Rashi says, kodem achila, before you eat the meal, Migameya Oboleya, then you're allowed to go and put the vinegar in your mouth and swallow it, because the lo muchacha milsa de l'refua, it doesn't look like you're doing it to treat your toothache. Why are you doing it? The sabri chometz ahane lelamecha. Chometz is an appetite stimulant. When you have the vinegar, it's going to stimulate your appetite. That's why he's doing it. Nobody's going to think you're doing it for medicinal purposes. But after the meal, Rashi says, le'achar tibul, so le'achar achila, b'tava al ma'achola b'chometz, and now you get dipping it in, the mu'achar milsa, the lav chometz by limitam. You're not doing it as an appetite stimulant, ela mishum refuah. If you now go and drink chometz, so even if you swallow it, it's clear that you're doing it for medicinal purposes. So Rava reconciles the Mishnah and the Braisa by saying it depends. Before the meal, you're allowed to go and swallow it. After the meal, you're not allowed to go and swallow it. And here's the kasha on Rava. V'imi, so if what Rava said is right, this principle of Hoel, if it's mutar on Shabbos, then it must be mutar on Yom Kippur. So then we should say over here, name a Hoel, but kodem tibul shari, if it's permissible before you eat, so then, liacha tibul nami shari, then it should be permissible after you eat. How can you have half the day of Shabbos it's permissible, and half the day of Shabbos is not permissible? So just like if it's permissible on Shabbos, it's permissible on Yom Kippur, so too, if it's permissible on the first half of Shabbos, before the meal, it should be permissible after the meal as well. So if Rava is right in this principle of Hoel, Zakasha and his teretz, how do you reconcile the Mishnah and the Braisa? So the Gemara says, Yataka right. Hada be Rava meahi. Rava, in fact, retracted his ruling over here on the Braisa, where he said that they're both talking about Migameya and Boleya. He retracts Afilu Temo Megameo Boleya, and he gives the same terrors as Abaya. Kitnan Masnisim Megameo Politnan. And the Braisa is talking about Megameo Uboleya. And that's not a problem. And the Mishnah is talking about Megameya Upolet. So Abaya's teretz is now Rava's teretz as well. Rava retracts his teretz, Afilu Tema Megameya Uboleya. Hodr be Rava Meahi. Rava retracted. Where it says, how do you know he retracted that one? Maybe he retracted Umimai Demahi Hodr be. How do you know Rava retracted this reconciliation of the Braisa and the Mishnah to go like Abaya? Maybe Dilma Meha Hodube. Maybe he retracted his statement of Hoel and maybe said, well, it may be Mutu on Shabbos, but it's also on Yom Kippur. Shmuel says, impossible. Lo Sokodaiti. Don't think that for a second. Why? Because we have a Tayrish Braisa that says you're allowed to be Tovel on Yom Kippur. The Tanya, Kol Chayavi Tfilos, Tovlin Kedarkan. Anybody that has an obligatory Tfilah to go to the Mikvah is allowed to go. Even he can go regularly to the mikvah, she can go regularly to the mikvah, even Bein Betishubav, Bein Yamagir Purin. In those days, this was applicable because there were reasons other than being mutter to her husband for a woman to go to the mikvah. Nowadays, Tosus points out, when there is no reason to go to the mikvah for Tumah and Tara purposes, only to be mutter to the husband. So then, since relations are usher on the night of Tishubav, the night of Yom Kippur, so therefore we don't allow a woman to go to be Tovelis on Leil Tishubav or Leil Yom Kippur. But when you're dealing with Tumah and Tara concerns other than permissibility to the husband, so then if it's a chiyuv to go to the mikvah, so then Tovlin Kedarkin, and then you're allowed to go on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. And therefore, clearly, Rava didn't go and say, well, it's also to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, and we don't say Ho'ol. So obviously, Rava does say Ho'ol. Since it's Mutter on Shabbos, it must be Mutter on Yom Kippur, and this Braisa supports that. Therefore, Rava didn't retract that statement. It must be that Rava retracted his statement over here, reconciling the two Braisas and saying that they're like Abaya, that one is talking about swallowing it, and one is talking about spitting it out. Now we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, V'shavin shemashikin et samayim b'chliyevim v'chulei. We said in the Mishnah that everybody agrees that you're allowed to go and take a Kli Evin, which doesn't accept Tumah, and put water that is Tameh into this Kli Evin, and then do Hashaka, do Zriya into the Mikvah, and it will be Matar of the water. And we don't have to make any concern that you'll come to do this with a wooden utensil as well. So Gemara says, "My Avolo Matbilin." Why did the Mishnah say you're not allowed to do Tefillah with a Kli Eitz? Amar Shmuel, Ein Matbilin as a Kli, Agav Meimav, L'tara B'yontif. What that means is that you can't go and do the same Hashaka Zriya with the Kli Eitz, because people then mistakenly will say, oh, if I was able to do this, I can do the Kli Eitz by itself. So with the Kli Eitz, they didn't let you do this in the Mishnah, but only with the Kli Evin. So the Gemara says, Mani Masnisin, the way you just explained the Mishnah, who is the author of our Mishnah? It doesn't seem to fit with the only two Shitas that we know about. Lo Rebbe, Lo Rabbanan. It doesn't seem to fit with the Shita of Rebbe and the Shita of Rabbanan. What are these two Shitas? The Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa, Ein Matabidlin Esakli Agav Meimav Litaro, that you're not allowed to go put a Kli into the water, into the mikvah, and be Matar the Kli, even though you're doing it for the Hashaka of the water, to be Matar the water inside it. And then it says, Ein Mashikin Esamayim B'Kli Evin Litaro. And even this Braisa tells us, even if it's with a Kli Evin that's not capable of becoming Tameh, you're still not allowed to do a Shaka. Obviously, this disagrees with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, with a Kli Evin, you're allowed to. But the Braisa says, even with a Kli Evin, you're not allowed to do a Shaka. So the Braisa is very strict. It says you can't do it with a Kli Eitz, and you can't even do it with a Kli Evin. That's Divrei Rebbe. That's the opinion and the Braisa of Rebbe. So clearly, Rebbe is not the author of our Mishnah. That's one of the two Shitas. No, the other Shita in this Braisa, the Chacham Omrim, Matbilin Kli Agav name of Lataro, Mashikin is a mind of Kli Evin Lataran. This is a more makel opinion than our Mishnah. The Chacham say, not only can you use a Kli Evin, like our Mishnah, but this Braisa says that even a Kli Eitz you can do Hashaka. Now, Mani, then who is the author of our Mishnah? It's neither Rebbe or the Rabbanan. E, Rebbe, if it's Rebbe, Kasha Hashaka. The opinion of Rebbe says you can't even do Hashaka with a Kli Evin, and our Mishnah said you could. I can tell you it's a Chachamim Irabanan Kashat Bola. Our Mishnah said you can't do with the Kli Eitz, and this Braisa says the Chachamim say you can do with the Kli Eitz. So we're stuck. We only have two opinions, Rebbe and the Rabbanan, and neither one seems to fit with our Mishnah. We don't like to say there's a third opinion if we don't have to. So Gemara says two ways to teretz this up. Ibai Sam a Rebbe, Ibai Sam a Rabbanan. You can answer this like Rebbe, you can answer like the Rabbanan. I'm going to keep on going with the Girsa that we have in our Gemara, which is the Girsa that Rashi says, Hochi Garcinon. Again, I mentioned many times, when Rashi made amendations in the Gemara, so it looks to us like it's exactly what the Gemara has. What is Rashi talking about? Hachi Garsinan. So you can see different girsas on the side in the Masoras Hashas, and that may have been original girsas. Rashi said Hachi Garsinan, and the editors followed Rashi, and they changed the girsas in the Gemara to follow exactly like Rashi. So again, our girsa is Ibai Seim Rebbe, Ibai Seim Rabbanan. We could teretz up this, our Mishnah, to be either like Rebbe or like the Rabbanan, the two opinions that we know. So the Gemara says, Ibai Seim Rebbe, you could say that our Mishnah even goes in accord with Rebbe. Again, in the Braisa, Rebbe seems to be more machmir and says you can't even be mashik with a Kli Evin. So how could that be our Mishnah? Because Reisha de Braisa beyond it. Because the Braisa, when it says, Ein matbilin es hakli, agabi memo letaro, that you can't take a wooden utensil and go and be doing hashaka with it, because that will also go and be mitar the kliyates, that's talking about on yontif. And then the seifa, the next statement, which is vein mashikin esamay b'chliyeven l'taran b'shabbos, that's talking about Shabbos. So Rebbe is more machmir on Shabbos than he's on yontif. But Rebbe would allow you to do hashaka with the kliyeven on yontif. He just doesn't let you do it on Shabbos. So in the Braisa, there are two different statements. The ein matbilin esakli agabi meimu l'taro, that's talking about yontif. And a mashikin a samayim b'chliyev and l'taran, the second statement, which we call the Sefer, the second statement of Rebbe, that's talking about on Shabbos. And in our Mishnah, however, they're only talking about yontif. V'chula masnisim b'yontif. Our Mishnah is only talking about yontif. On yontif, you're not allowed to do a kliyates, but you are allowed to do kliyevin. Like the Braisa says in the first part, you're not allowed to go and be tovel kliyates, but the implication is in the Reisha that you are allowed to be tovel kliyevin, and it's only in the Sefer of the Braisa that you're not allowed to be tovel kliyevin on Shabbos. And our Mishnah, therefore, is in accord with this Braisa, no stira. So, if you want, you can say the author of our Mishnah is Rebbe, and it's not a stira to this Braisa. We turn to your Tesamad Aleph. Alternatively, you could say that our Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan. What did the Rabbanan say over here? That you can be Mekel with a Kliyates or a Kliyaben. So, V'chula Masnisim B'Shabbos. Our Mishnah is talking about Shabbos. And on Shabbos, the opinion of the Chachamim is that on Shabbos, you're only allowed to go and do it with a Kliyaben. And that's exactly what the second part of the Braisa says. When it said, according to the Chachamim, that that's only talking about Shabbos. That's the second part. But the first part of this statement, Matbilin Kli Agavi Memo of Letaro, that's talking about on Yontif. They are Mekel on Yontif, but not on Shabbos. And therefore, the opinion of the Chachamim is you can be Tovel anything, even a Kliates on Yontif, but on Shabbos you can only be Tovel a Kli Evin. And our Mishnah, according to the Chachamim, would have to be talking both on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you cannot be Tovel with a Kliyates, you can only be Tovel with a Kliyevin. Oh, our Mishnah could go like the Chachamim if our Mishnah is only talking about Shabbos. And the Braisa is talking about partially Yontif, where you're more Mekel, even a Kliyates. And the Braisa says on Shabbos, you can only use a Kliyevin. So therefore, Yivoy Yisem HaRabbanan. Now, I know this would be a good break point, but let's try to see if we can do a little bit more. Let's get to the Mishnah if we can, because it's really one sugya to a certain extent, and this will hopefully catch us up a little bit for Sukkos. Tana Rabbanon, Kli Shenit Mameyer of Yontif. The Braisa tells us that the Chum say that if you were having a Kli that was Nit Mameyer of Yontif, the Keli was becoming Tamei before Yontif started, Ein Matbilin also Ben Hashmashis. You're not allowed to be Tovel during the Ben Hashmashis period of time, because we're not sure. Is that Yontif or is it Chol? And you must be, as we said, Tovel Akli, that was Tomei on Erev Yontif, you must be Tovel it on Erev Yontif. So you can't do it during the Ben Hashmashas period of time. That's the Tanakama. Rav Shimon Shazuri Omer, Af Bechol Ein Matbilin Oso. He says, never mind Erev Yontif to Yontif, even if it's a weekday, you can't be Tovel it during the Ben Hashmashas period of time. So if it's a daytime tefillah, it's good. If it's a Ben Hashmashas tefillah, it's no good. You shouldn't do this Af Bechol, even on a weekday, Ein Matbilin Oso, during the Ben Hashmashas period of time. Why? Because after you tovel something, it's not yet perfectly good for Truma or for Kachim until it has Harav Shemesh. And if you do it during the Ben Hashmashas period of time, the Harav Shemesh will be the next night. But the person may not realize that, and therefore the person will use it ready for Truma or for Kachim, and that would be a real problem. Therefore, don't tovel anything, Rishim and Shuzuri says, during the Ben Hashmashas period of time. The Tanakama, Lo Boy Harav Shemesh? This is a very good statement that Rishim and Shuzuri says. Rashi says it's Loshon Bismiyah. Why doesn't the Tanakama say exactly Rishim and Shuzuri? Why is he only saying it's dealing with Erev Yontif to Yontif? He should say it should be dealing with a Monday to a Tuesday. You shouldn't do it in the Ben Hashmashas period of time. So I'm a Rav. A Rav says, you know why? I'll tell you the following story, and you'll know the answer. I once went up with the Talmidim that were learning in the Beis Medrash. The Yosvi Ko'amre, they were going over the Sugya, and they explained as follows, that this machlokas between the Tanakama and Rishim Shazuri deals with the machshavto nikeres mitoch maisav kamiflagei, that can you tell what a person is thinking from his actions? That's what they're arguing about. The Tanakama says a certain way, and Rishim Shazuri says the other way. What do I mean? Bechidami, what are we talking about? Kigon, for example, what's the case over here that this Bryce is talking about? Can go to knock it mona biyodei. The person's going to the mikvah with the item in his hand, the rohit, the ozel, ben hashmoshes, liat bule, and he's running there during the ben hashmoshes period of time to try to get there before the ben hashmoshes starts. So Mar Sova, the Tanakam over here says, since he's running, hi the koroid ba'ozil, so clearly made the yoda the boy Harav Shemesh. This person knows the din of Harav Shemesh. He's trying to get there before the Ben Hashmashos. And if he doesn't get there before the Ben Hashmashos, he only gets it during the Ben Hashmashos period of time, he's going to know that it's a suffix and it's not going to lead to a takala. And therefore, there's no problem for him to be tovel during the Ben Hashmashos period of time. His actions demonstrate what his thoughts were. The fact that he's running to the mikvah shows that he's aware of Ben Hashmashos being a potential problem. And therefore, the Tanakhama says, no problem to do it on a regular day. However, Umar Sova, Rav Shimon Shazuri says, no. Who says that that's why he's running? He's running because he knows he's dead. No. Maybe Machmas Malachtu the Koroi. The guy has a job, and he has a night watchman's job, and he's going to be running to get to his job. So he wants to get to the mikvah, finish off the job. He has no idea about Ben Hashmashos and Harav Shemesh. And therefore, Shimon Shazuri says his actions don't necessarily explain what he's doing. That's what Rava says, that the Talmidim told him from the Beis Medrash. And to that, Rava responded, Vaminu luhu ana, and I told these Talmidim that's incorrect. In fact, b'machshavto nikeres mitoch ma'isov, for this situation that you're describing, can you or can you not tell from the person's actions what he's thinking? No. D'kuliyama l'pligi. Both the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Shazuri hold that yes, you can. His actions show he's running in the Ben Hashmashos period of time. He obviously knows his din. So what are they arguing about? How come the Tanakhama says it's only a din of Erev Yontif to Yontif, and Rav Shimon Shazuri says it's every day right before the Ben Hashmashos to the Ben Hashmashos period of time? Ki pligi, what are they arguing about? Another kli had a separate shayla on it. This kli is definitely tamei, but then there's a second kli that had a shayla on it. Was it tamei or not? Did it come into contact with something that could make it tamei? In fact, it came into something that was less than a chadasha. So it became into contact with a tumah sheretz, but the sheretz was less than a chadasha, and the shear for a sheretz is only mitamei if it comes into something. The kli comes into to contact with a sheretz at the size of a chadasha. And therefore, this person was asking the following shayla. Also, coming to Rabbanon, he went in front of the rabbis l'shayule to ask them the pachos mechadasha itmei ilo. What is the halacha? My utensil over here, the second utensil. The first utensil definitely told me, but the second utensil, it came into contact with a half of a chadasha's worth of a sheretz. Is it tamei or is it not? So Rav Shimon Shazuri says, for the fact that the guy did not know this din, Mar Sava, Rav Shimon Shazuri says, now, even though normally somebody running during this period of time, he must know the din, this guy's showing us he's an Amaretz. Everybody knows that the Shia for Sheretz is an Adasha. He doesn't know that, so Mustama, he doesn't know the din of Harav Shemesh as well. And therefore, you have to presume, since he didn't know this din, he didn't know that din. And therefore, Rav Shimon Shazuri said, Af Bechol in Matbilin also in this situation. However, the Tanakhama, the Chachamim say, Omar Sabar, who says he's a total Amaretz? Ha, who the Logomer? This din he doesn't know. Okay, he missed this year, the day they learned Shrotzim. However, Ha Harav Shemesh Gomer, why would he automatically not know the din of Harav Shemesh? Well, because the person doesn't know one din, he doesn't know any other din in the Torah. So therefore, the Tanakhama says he knows the din of Harav Shemesh. And if he's running, you can assume that he's running and knows the din of Harav Shemesh. Aye, the fact that he had another Shiloh he didn't know the answer to, totally a non sequitur. And that's the machlokus between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Shazuri. Finally, we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said an enigmatic statement, which I said we'd explain when we get to the Gemara. Here we are. Umat bilin migav legav. And we also had said, umat bilin mechabura lechabura. So the Gemara says, what are we talking about? Migav legav and mechabura lechabura. Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, Ketza migav legav. What does it mean in the Mishnah when it said that you can be tovel on yontif migav legav? So the Gemara tells us we're really dealing over here with a tefillah that wasn't halachically mandated, but the person did it as a chumrah. Harotze lasos gito al gav kado. If a person originally intended to go and be tovel something to use, let's say, in his gat, in his wine press, and instead he does it in his for oil purposes, or vice versa. V'chado agav gito. He really was toivel something for oil pressing, and instead he ended up using it for wine pressing. So in other words, it halachically did not require a separate tefillah. When you do something for tahara purposes, as long as the same level, so if you're doing it al taras truma, and then you want to use for kachim, that's a different discussion. The Gemara, at the end of Chagiga, discusses all of that. However, here we're talking about, he's doing it, let's say, for truma purposes or for chulin purposes. It's the same level. And he just did it for a different purpose. Whether he did it for wine or he did it for oil, he now changed his mind and wants to do it for the other one. So therefore, Oseh, the Braisa says he's allowed to do this on Yontif. Why? Because it's not Masakin Mana. It technically, you're not doing anything. He has a Chumrah, he wants to be Tovul for the specific intention that he had. Gives him, hey, it's a beautiful Chumrah, but it's not a Din. And therefore, if he wishes to do so, it's not Masakin Mana. He's not doing anything that is actually making a real change in this Kli. And therefore, that's what it means. He's allowed to go do it, Migav Ligav, from one intention for another intention. Similarly, what does it mean, mechabur al-chabura, case of mechabur al-chabura? So for example, on Pesach, to eat the korban Pesach, he was going to eat with chabura A. And then he changed his mind, and he wants to eat now with chabura B. He's allowed to do that under the situations that you're allowed to switch from one chabura to another chabura. So under appropriate situations, heter gomer to do so. So he was tovel himself originally to be with chabura A. Now he says, I'm with chabura B, I want to be machmer and tovel myself again to be with chabura B. So again, here too, harushus biyado. Since he's not required to go to the mikvah, so therefore he's allowed to go and be tovo, because it's only a chumrah. So therefore, it's not really changing anything. So therefore, whether it's megav legav or mechabur chabura, you're not required to do so. He's only doing it from a chumrah yaseira, an extra additional chumrah. So therefore, you're not doing something. Therefore, there's no problem in doing it on yantiv. With this, we conclude today's shir. Mitzvah Hashem, everyone should have a good Gebench Diyar. And again, it's 9/11, as I said at the start of this year. We should remember all those that were killed by the Rotzlum, by the terrorists. And as well, we should have a Karas HaTov to all the first responders and other people that both gave up their lives, either right then or afterwards. And as well, to just have a Karas HaTov for people that are willing to rush into a burning building rather than running away from a burning building. Kol HaKavod.